Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Chanel's Language Learning Journey podcast with yours truly, Chanel Patrice Hancock, here in Akron, Ohio, where I like to talk about one of my favorite hobbies, learning languages, or a set of languages in this case. Today is November 18th, 2023. Here in Akron, Ohio. It's almost 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time. And I just got finished watching a Seaboat Speaks video about his, I would say, language progress and life update for 2023. And while watching it, I kind of had a few sparks of ideas as to what I wanted to talk about today in regards to language learning and guilt surrounding language learning and why people beat themselves up because they committed 10 months ago, I'm going to learn this set language or that set of languages. In a year, I'm going to decide to get to this particular level in the language, so forth and so on. And a lot of times, it's not easy to just put yourself out there and then do it. I've done that a lot. I've dabbled a lot. I've reviewed a lot of language courses over the past 4 years or so on my show. I've interviewed some of the most highly profile language experts in the language learning community worldwide. However, I have to be honest, a lot of people do it as a hobby. Some people don't even do it to get paid. But when you have a lot of people on you in social media land, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, etc., and you gain a following of people, the expectations become high, and then you put all this pressure on yourself, like, oh, I have to do this. Well, do you really? Is it necessary? Who are you trying to prove anything to? Yourself? People who don't really know you? They only know you from social media. They never met you before in person, never hung out with you, broke bread, had a meal, had a drink with you, etc. Well, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, I can interview all the people I want, but until I meet you, I just know you from interviewing you, or I know you from maybe going to a couple of online events and interacting with you via the internet. But at the end of the day, I don't know you, and you don't know me. In a personal way. So if I sit there and say I want to learn 8 languages in a year, okay, I'm setting myself a pretty high bar. And I'm also setting myself up to fail. And if I don't reach that goal, then I'm going to beat myself over the head mentally. I'm going to procrastinate and put it off until I can't do it anymore. And then I'm just going to give up and say to hell with it. However, if I'm not feeling the language, I'm not going to do it. But then you start on something like Japanese as a prime example. Oh, I did this course. And that was great. I spent 8 hours straight learning a crack of the language. And, oh, that's great. That's wonderful. You speak well. Thank you. However, after a few weeks, you see someone on YouTube. Oh, well, I want to learn this language because I saw this person speak it or that person speak it. It just gained a spark for me at that moment. And I've had that happen a few times. And to be honest, it was never, and I mean never, like my real intention. Okay, I want to become 100% native in this language because number one, I'm not from the country, the culture, I will never be a native at the language because there's certain idioms and slangs that they use in most countries that you would never use. And then you would feel kind of like hesitant about using it because you don't want to offend anybody. And that's why I might know curse words in Russian, but I would never use them because I knew it would offend people. And I don't have to use curse words in another language in order to get my point across. I can use the language as is, and I will be fine. However, I've had people say, oh, your Russian's great, or your Russian sucks. Well, you don't know how much time I put into the language. You don't know how hard it was for me to get materials at the time, for me to study the language, so forth and so on. You know, I could have spent $200 on materials and I could have used other free resources to help me as well. And I did do exactly that. But it was difficult. You know, this was like the fourth language I learned, the second foreign language of my entire life. And then I just started dabbling. And a lot of it was because I was trying to, I don't know, compete or keep up with other people. And I really wasn't doing it for myself. And then I would put all this guilt on myself. And I started feeling like I was suffering from imposter syndrome. And then it didn't help that you had some people that were very mean and vindictive and wanted to see you fail and so forth and so on. And you know, I pretty much blocked those people out of my social media sphere and kept it moving. But I will say, I feel too, when it comes down to language learning guilt, sometimes other people can make you feel guilty about some of the choices you make when it comes down to learning the language because they might have been superb at learning it, and so they think because they've learned X amount of languages that they're the expert of the year. You feel like crap because you're not up to their level. And then I had to come back down to reality and ground zero and understand I don't have to be at anyone's level except my own. And why the hell am I doing this for? Well, I think some of it was you kind of want to fit in. And if you're not fitting in to the environment that you live in, you kind of want to create one socially on a social media platform. And sometimes it can be quite unsettling. You know, you might have put 6 months into Japanese and then all of a sudden you want to learn Finnish. Because you saw somebody do a 3-minute video of speaking Finnish on YouTube. Now, you don't know if that person took a long time to learn what they learned. You don't know if it was just edited to look a certain way. You have no real idea. But all you see is the finished product of what the person had produced. Now, you give kudos to the person that put it out there because it took a lot for them to do so anyway. However, a lot of times you are comparing yourself to other people because you think you need to be the next Moses McCormick or Luca Lamparello or Richard Simcott or Stu J. Raj, for example. Honey, it took a lifetime for these people to learn what they learned. And it wasn't going to happen overnight. It took me 2.5 years, almost 3 years, to learn Russian with very little resources. And I'm legally blind. So, yeah, it isn't something that's going to happen overnight. And I think a lot of times people fail to realize that fact. So, I know for me, the guilt was, I need to be working on my Arabic, which I love, or working on my French, and then doing a little bit, and then just putting it off, like, oh my God, why the hell am I doing this? I should be doing this. I should be doing Greek. When, in fact, Greek wasn't what I wanted to learn in the first place. And then you realize, okay, I'm burnt the hell out. I need to take a break and focus on something that doesn't have anything to do with language learning whatsoever. And a lot of times, you just feel like hell and shit. Because you're not accomplishing what you really want. Like, there's something holding you back. And I mean, literally, there was something holding me back. There were other things and other hobbies that I wanted to pursue, other TV shows I wanted to watch. And all I was doing was learning languages. And then I was pigeonholing myself. Because people just knew me for that. And I mean, there were other things that I do in my private life that have nothing to do with language learning. And then I became vegan. And then I started learning how to cook foods from around the world that I liked that had meat in them, but I made them vegan. I interviewed a whole bunch of people for a vegan podcast, which I got to get back to. I'm happy that my podcast has reached over 135 countries and 48 states worldwide. I'm only 60 away from having people listening to me in every country in the world, which is a great thing. However, the fact that I was able to achieve 135 countries and 48 states in 4 years is a big deal. And I'm not even at 30K yet. But I still try. And to be honest, I felt a little guilty because after a while, it became work instead of fun. And I had to remember, after watching Sibo Speaks' video a few minutes ago, you know, this is a hobby. This isn't a full-time job. I'm not getting paid for this. Even though I did do some affiliate marketing for a couple language companies, I didn't make a lot of money off of it. You know, and I appreciate collaborating with those companies, very much so. But I wasn't making millions of dollars, I can guarantee you. You know, I mean, even Benny Lewis and Richard Simcott had to work hard just to get to where they are, financially speaking. You know, it's not easy to make a living off of this at all. You know, you better be able to create some type of a course or a series of books and see if people like it, you know. Or stick to a particular language or to, You know, and to be honest, I live in an area where I see a lot more Asian people, a lot more Arab people, some people from Vostok Europa, например, which means Eastern Europe, for example, in Russian. And I mean, to be honest, that is Tabat, which is Korean for awesome. And that's the only word I know in Korean. But I mean, people are happy when you're speaking a little bit of their language. So even if I learned something at A1 level, or I learned a couple chapters of Cherokee, for instance, or whatever the case is, then that's one thing by itself. You know, I am interested in finding more about my Cherokee heritage on my father's side, because we hail from Oklahoma, so I'm really curious about that. And, you know, that means something to me personally. But at the same time, you know, I have to do what makes me feel comfortable, not what's popular. And I shouldn't feel guilty about dabbling or listen to what other people say on the internet or in a chat room. I mean, because people are going to have their opinions one way or another. It's just an opinion, and that's all it is. If I would have listened to all of that, I wouldn't be where I'm at today as a human being. And I think a lot of times when you choose a hobby, you're going to have people that are going to be critical, and that's just a part of life. And I mean, I understand that probably more so now than ever before at 46 years old. You know, and I think me taking a pause from language learning for a while, for 10 months, and coming back to it later, you know, as a hobby, it means something. You know, if I want to talk about my progress in Cherokee, or, oh, I decide to go back and learn some more Arabic, okay, fine. But I'm not doing it to impress anybody. I'm not doing it to compete with anybody. And I shouldn't feel guilty about that. You know, the fact that in today's world, you can learn anything you want off the internet, that means something. You know, you're never too old to learn something new. That's for sure. And I tell people that all the time. So, you know, if there's a will, there's a way. And if you really want to learn an indigenous language, or you want to learn a language of your heritage, go for it. You know, it's going to better you as a person to understand where you come from and where your roots are. You know, I could learn a whole bunch of European languages, but I'm not European. I'm American, a person of color with some Native American background. And I want to know how far that goes. And at the end of the day, one has to come to the understanding you can't feel guilty for wanting to learn something. So you take a break from it and you study something else. That doesn't mean you can't come back to it later on. It's not going anywhere. It's a language. However you learn, whether it's gamified method, immersion, whether it's speaking from day one, whether it's listening from day one and then speaking, or whatever you want to do, whether you're learning through reading, visually, braille, you're using audiobooks, podcasts, music, movies, etc. You're doing it. That's the whole point. You're taking the opportunity to take 5 minutes or 30 minutes to learn a little bit each and every day. And the more that you learn, the more that you will grow as a person. And you'll be surprised how many people you meet that will be willing to help you on that journey. I mean, a lot of people have come out the woodwork to help me, and I'm happy about that. You know, and there are some really cool people out there. You just have to find your tribe, so to speak. But don't feel guilty because you didn't learn the 8 languages in a year to be one. Or, you know, you didn't reach native level by the end of the year. First of all, native level is going to be a lifetime. It took me 3 years just to get to C1 level, and I really wasn't even trying. I just found the information I wanted to find and start speaking right away. And there's nothing wrong with that. Not a damn thing. And to be honest, as far as the internet's concerned, it's just people on the internet talking and chatting and giving their opinions about what they like, dislike, so forth and so on. You're going to have that and understand that opinion comes a dime a dozen, and it doesn't mean that you are a bad person for learning whatever you want to learn or taking a break or, you know, don't beat yourself up because you didn't reach the goal that you wanted to reach by the end of the year or the end of so many months. Yeah, you might announce something in January, but anything can happen between January and December 31st. And so if you wind up having a pause or a reset because life got in the way, well, guess what? Deal with life. The languages will be there. And don't feel bad about that. There is no shame in stopping what you're doing to focus on your health, whether it's mental health, physical health, etc. And I had to work on my mental health this year. I had to work on my physical, and I'm still working on my physical. I just got back from the emergency room because I popped a cartilage in my throat. And I thought something had broken because I have nerve damage in my neck now, you know, and I shrunk an inch because of the nerve damage. And I've had to have my bones and stuff put back into place by my chiropractor in the past 7 weeks or so. And I'm not even done going back to the chiropractor. You know, I've had to do acupuncture for my neck and everything. And, you know, my median nerve, ulnar nerve, and router nerve are all affected on my left side. And, you know, I'm having tingling sensations and throbbing going down my arm through my fingertips. And that's a lot to deal with every single day. You know, trying to sleep a certain way. And, you know, I had to use a particular pillow. And, yeah, it's a lot. And, like, you know, my neck has gotten stiffer and, you know, it's just a lot. I've had a lot of health issues. And then I wound up having asthma as a result of my allergies and food sensitivity issues. And this is all after I turned 46. So, I mean, I really wasn't in the mood to do any language learning because I was too busy trying to get my health back on track. And, I mean, my physical health by itself. We're not even talking about mental health and stress and, you know, ending a friendship after 22 years and, you know, having a friend be in the hospital with 3 surgeries and 2 induced comas and another friend fighting for her life right now. I mean, yeah, life gets in the way. And so if I had to put language learning aside to deal with personal matters, I did it. It's not going anywhere. I'll come back to it when I can. Like I said, it's not going anywhere. And I don't feel guilty behind it. I mean, I've read 82 books this year. I only have 18 more left. I'm currently reading I Am Barbara Streisand, written and read by Barbara Streisand herself at the moment. And then I got a whole bunch of Star Trek books to read to keep me busy. You know, I'm trying to get to 100 before the end of the year, and I probably will succeed at that. You know, I've listened to audiobooks on my BARD app. I've listened to Audible books that I've bought. I've gotten Kindle books and have VoiceOver read them to me. And for the record, no, I don't get any Braille books because it's too expensive to get them in Braille. And it takes up too much space that I don't have in my apartment to store them. So that's why I don't do that. But I do know how to read in several languages, Russian included. But I will say personally that as far as guilt anymore about learning languages or learning set languages. I stopped that. I stopped beating myself up because it wasn't worth it. And if anything that you get from this episode that I've recorded, which is almost a half an hour long, don't beat yourself up because it's not worth it. You're learning the language for yourself, not for anybody else, not to impress anybody, so forth and so on. The only person that is transforming is you as a human being. And that's all it should do. You know, I've learned over the years, you cannot do anything to impress anybody. You know, if people want to accept you for you, then that's what they should do. But if they don't, that's okay too. You will find your tribe. And that's important. You will find your set of languages or language. You don't have to speak 15 to 20 languages. There's some people that just love it to do it, and they do it. And they love it that much where they'll, you know, but they incorporate other hobbies that they have into their language learning just to make it a lot more fun, a lot more enjoyable. I learned a lot of Arabic from learning how to cook Arab food. And I was able to speak a little bit with a shop owner in Akron a couple years ago during the pandemic. And I loved it. It was great. You know, I learned a lot. And I made a friend in the process. And, I mean, you can just do certain things. You don't have to go to the country to learn a language. You don't have to go to a school to learn a language. Shoot, YouTube, the library, podcasts, Netflix, movies, TV shows. You can learn a lot. You know, go out to restaurants for which the language is being spoken. Try to speak. Try to order some food. Do basic things that you would do in English or whatever your native tongue is. Do it in the target language and see what happens. So what? You mess up. You don't have to be perfect. I know I'm not. And if I make a mistake, it's okay. People understand. They know you're learning. And that's what is more important. That you're having fun with it, you're not putting too much pressure on yourself, and that you're doing it for you. You be you, you do you, and the language will come. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Chanel's Language Learning Journey podcast. Please follow, share, rate, and review it on all podcast platforms where podcasts are listened to. I will see you guys in the next episode of Chanel's Language Learning Journey podcast. Au revoir, tout le monde. Spice of a Bashaya Sim. Et das Vidanya. Paka paka. Me salame. Kaliwat. Bye.